All right, so today we are diving deep into French doors.
Oh, yes.
But, hold on before you think it's all about just like looks and stuff, because it's really
It's a
not.
lot more to it.
Yeah, it's easy to like get caught up in those, picture perfect images.
Right.
But picking the right French doors, like the ones that really work for your home, it's a whole other story.
Absolutely. It's a bigger picture thing. We're talking
Yes.
about, how energy efficient they are, how secure they are.
And like down the road,
Yeah.
what's it going to mean when you maybe want to sell your place?
Resale value, the whole nine yards.
Exactly. So I was looking at Shearwater Glass. They're a supplier over in Surrey.
Okay.
And let me tell you, even just their list of materials,
Yeah.
UPVC, aluminium, timber, it's like learning a whole new language.
Don't worry, we'll break it down, we'll decode it all for you. We'll start with the basics. Let's talk UPVC. You've probably heard that one tossed around.
Right,
It's
yeah.
kind of like the trusty workhorse of doors,
Okay.
For a lot of homeowners, that's their go-to. It lasts, doesn't need a ton of upkeep, and it's not going to break the bank.
So if you are like watching your budget,
Yeah.
but you still want something that, looks good and actually works, UPVC is a good option.
Absolutely. It ticks those boxes. Now, if you're aiming for that really sleek, modern vibe, the kind of thing you see in those fancy design magazines, aluminium is your friend. It's super strong, great for those big dramatic doors, but of course, with anything that's high-end, you're going to pay a bit more.
Yeah, that makes sense. Higher price tag for sure.
Exactly.
And then there's timber, the classic. I bet that's still a top pick for people who really want that like timeless, elegant look.
You nailed it. Timber just has this warmth and charm that's hard to beat,
Yeah.
Plus, it's naturally a great insulator. But, and this is key, be ready to put in a little work, a little upkeep. Think of it like a beautiful wooden table or a nice piece of furniture. Needs a bit of TLC to stay looking its best.
Ah, so that's the catch.
There's always a trade-off.
Okay, but Shearwater, they're advertising this UPVC timber alternative.
Okay, yeah.
And I gotta be honest, that piqued my interest. Is that like a real thing, or is that just a fancy way of saying something else?
It's pretty clever, actually, if you get down to it. It's like they took the best parts of both worlds and kind of mashed them together.
Sure.
So you get that real wood look, the grain patterns and all that,
Yeah.
but with the affordability and low maintenance of UPVC.
So you get the visual warmth, but without having to worry about it like warping or constantly having to like refinish it.
Precisely. It's all about that
I'm
balance.
liking the sound of this. Can it really compare visually though, like to the real deal?
I'll tell you, the tech they've got now, it's come a long way. The finishes are so real looking. They even get those tiny imperfections that make wood unique.
Wow.
And the beauty of UPVC is the customization. You can get the exact color, the exact finish to match your house perfectly,
Yeah.
like having a custom timber door made, but without the hefty price tag.
Yeah. Okay. I am sold. Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But, going through their website, I'm seeing all these technical terms, right? U values, argon-filled gaps, Lowy glass. I mean, it's a lot.
Yeah, it can seem like a foreign language.
It's kind of overwhelming.
Yeah.
People throw around U values all the time, but like,
Yeah.
what does that actually mean for, when you get your energy bill?
Okay, so let's break down some of that jargon
Yeah.
because it's one thing for it to sound impressive, but it's another to actually understand how it impacts your home, right?
Exactly.
So U values, lower U value, better insulation, plain and simple,
Okay, that makes sense.
which means less money you're shelling out for heating and cooling.
So lower U value equals more money in my pocket,
Exactly.
less, escaping out the door, basically.
You got it. You got it. It's all about efficiency.
Okay, so what about these argon-filled gaps? That's a thing.
It's actually cooler than it sounds.
Yeah.
Argon gas, denser than air. So they pump it between the panes of glass, and suddenly you've got this extra layer of insulation.
Ah.
It's like putting a warm sweater on your window. You don't see it, but it's working.
So that's how they get those like really good U values.
Exactly. It all ties together.
And then there's Lowy glass. Had to look that one up, I'll be honest.
No shame in that.
I was like, what is that? So Lowy, it's short for low emissivity.
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
Basically, it's like this special glass that reflects heat.
Exactly. So, wintertime,
Yeah.
it's bouncing that heat back into your house, keeping you cozy. Summertime, it's reflecting the sun's heat away, so you stay cooler.
Oh, wow. It's like an invisible shield for your house.
Right, controlling that temperature year-round.
No wonder they're so good at, keeping those drafts out. They mentioned multi-chambered profiles too. What's that all about?
Imagine the frame of the door,
Okay.
right? Like a honeycomb, those internal chambers, they trap air, creates another layer of insulation. So it's all about maximizing that energy efficiency without sacrificing the look.
So much thought goes into this. It's incredible.
It's wild, isn't it?
All right, so we've covered the materials, we've broken down the tech stuff, but what about security? I mean, that's got to be like top of mind for me, especially with, you know, French doors leading out to the garden.
For sure. And this company, Shearwater, they're not messing around.
Right.
They talk about this PAS 24 accreditation.
Okay.
It's a UK thing, a security standard. It's serious business. Like, they put it through the ringer. Doors have to withstand a certain amount of force, make it way harder to break in.
So it's not just a sales pitch.
Right. No,
it's like actually tested.
Oh, yeah. It's the real deal. They've got the science to back it up.
That's reassuring because...
That should be, right?
Yeah. I mean, you hear about these multi-point locking systems. Are those really, like, more secure?
Night and day. Think about it. Multiple bolts locking into the frame, all different points. When you turn that key, it's a serious deterrent.
Yeah.
And Shearwater, they take it up a notch. They've got this cloaking feature, which basically hides the lock.
Oh.
Even harder to mess with.
Wow. So they've really thought of everything.
It seems like it.
They even talk about their Secured by Design certification. What is that?
Okay, so that's a big deal because it means the police, they've actually tested it. It's got their stamp of approval. So, you know, if you're in an area where security is a real concern,
right,
or if you just want that extra peace of mind, that's a really valuable thing to look for.
Okay, so they're not just like saying things. They're actually like backing it up.
Exactly. It's all legit.
Okay. This is good to know. I feel like, you know, before I was like, oh, security, yeah, whatever. But like now I'm kind of like.
Right. It makes a difference.
It's actually important. It really sounds like they take security seriously, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
But okay, let's circle back to this this UPVC timber alternative one last time.
Sure.
I'm still like, I'm trying to wrap my head around it. Can it like really compare to a real wood door?
Yeah. I get it. If you're someone who really values that natural look, the craftsmanship of real timber, it's a tough sell. But here's the thing. Think of it this way. You're getting that look, you know, that feel of real wood, but you're dodging the downsides.
Okay.
No warping, no rotting, no spending your weekends like sanding and refinishing and all that.
So you're basically like trading a little bit of that, like, you know, natural, unique character for something that's way easier to actually live with.
Exactly. Especially, let's be real, for most people who have busy lives.
Right, right. But visually, I mean, can it really hold up?
This is where it gets interesting, right?
Yeah.
Manufacturing's come a long way.
Yeah.
We're talking finishes that are so real, they even build in those little imperfections, you know, like the grain variations that make wood unique.
Wow.
And then on top of that, you've got the customization. Pick your color, pick your finish, match it perfectly to what you've already got going on.
Okay, so it's like having a timber door made just for me, but without the price tag that comes with that.
Exactly. You've got it.
Okay, I'm seeing the appeal now, I gotta say. But with all this talk about, you know, the materials, the tech, we can't forget about installation.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, a door, even the best door in the world, if it's not put in right.
It's all for nothing.
Exactly. All those fancy features, they're useless.
Gone. Wasted.
And it seems like Shearwater gets that. I mean, they really highlight their installation process on their website.
Yeah. They seem to have a good handle on that. It's not just like, here's your door. Good luck.
Right, right. So they have like, you know, a team. They send people out who actually know what they're doing.
Exactly. Experienced installers. Make sure everything's done right. It's crucial.
Crucial. Okay. So what about for like homeowners who are, you know, maybe just starting to think about this? What are some like red flags, things to watch out for with installation?
Ooh, good question.
Yeah.
First off, make sure they're not skimping on the ceiling and insulation around the frame.
Right, because you don't want any of that like leaking air or like...
Exactly. No gaps, no drafts, no moisture sneaking in. That's a recipe for disaster down the line.
Mm.
And then the other big one, make sure that door operates smoothly. I'm talking it should open and close without you having to like wrestle with it.
Right. It shouldn't be a workout.
Exactly. Okay. If it sticks, if it scrapes, if it needs a superhuman effort, that's a bad sign.
Okay. Those are good things to, you know, keep in mind.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to get caught up in the looks and forget about the practical stuff. This has been, this deep dive has been awesome. I feel like I've learned a ton.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's amazing what you uncover when you really start digging into these things.
Yeah. I feel way more prepared now to actually like shop for French doors, which is great because that's the plan.
There you go. Knowledge is power. as they say.
It really is.
Yeah.
any final words of wisdom for our listeners out there before we wrap things up?
Here's what I'll leave you with. A French door, it's more than just a door, right? It's like this portal. It's connecting your home to the outside. It's light. It's design. It can completely change the feel of your space. Yeah. So choose wisely.
Don't just go with the first one you see.
Exactly. Invest in something good, something that'll last. And then just enjoy it. Enjoy that connection, that transformation. It's worth it.
Love it. Okay, that is all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for listening.